Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Skankfest 2019, presented by Infinite CBD.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
The world's first comedy party, Skankfest NYC, is back, and we're going bigger than ever before.
Holy shit, I've done so much to make this a thing.
It was a lot.
Were you not a part of history?
This year, we have 3 full days of Skank festivities.
June 21st through 23rd at the Brooklyn Bazaar in Brooklyn, New York.
They want to hear the blop blop.
Of course they want to hear the blop blops.
They want it.
Over 150 stand-up comedians and live podcasts.
Including the Legion of Skanks, Ari Shaffir, Dan Soder, Michael Che, Cumtown, Janine Garofalo, the Lucas Brothers, Nate Bargatze, Kurt Metzger, Jake the Snake Roberts, Doug Benson, Tony Hinchcliffe, the Goddamn Comedy Jam, Robert Kelly, Bonnie McFarlane, Rich Voss, the Anthony Cumia Show, Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Ron Bennington, and many, many more.
It is the Legion of Skanks.
Skankfest NYC is back.
There was a fantastic universal sense that whatever we were doing was right, that we were winning.
Tickets are on sale now at skankfestnyc.com. Infinite CBD presents Skankfest 2019.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I think we're alone now.
Children behave.
Yeah, baby, boys.
They say that when we're together.
What up, Ari?
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble talking over this fucking.
No, it's great. It's a look, dude. I like it. You don't have people. They do sit in their fucking like role and they wait to be introduced on a podcast.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. There's no rule. This isn't a fucking television show. You can just jump in and.
No, I'm aware of that, and I still chose to listen to the music. It wasn't even like I don't know my place. It was just like this is greatness.
It is a great song. That's why I chose it. I started watching that show, The Umbrella Academy, which is terrible.
Is it really?
Not good. I don't. I was just in Jamaica and Netflix, and I was like, I started a new TV show. It's like I was in bed every night at 8 o'clock, and I started watching it, and somehow I got to. I'm on the 8th episode. I think it's the last one even. And they have a great soundtrack, though. They like each episode, they have like one really good song, and this was in I think the first or second episode, and I was like, it's a great tune.
The problem with that show is that Juno was too concerned with defending Jussie Smollett.
Oh yeah, yeah,
concerned enough with acting in this show,
promoting the Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
If she wasn't such a fucking dumb twitty lesbian,
would have been a show.
Yeah, I can't. You're right. I couldn't. It takes you out of the show every time she's on screen. I'm like, this. She's not.
She still hasn't owned
real?
Up for yes. her being wrong. You can't say, well, it's still there are a lot of stuff that does bad happen. Like, no, that's not the new moment.
Yeah.
The new moment is, oh, yeah, well, I was very wrong.
You do have to say you were wrong.
You have to say it.
You
and
have
you
to have say
and
it.
And then you have to be like, but there's still, no, not even that. Wait till next week and then go into whatever.
Or even delete the original tweet, you obnoxious cunt.
It wasn't a tweet. She went on a fucking late night talk show.
She tweeted too, I believe, didn't
Probably.
She? Maybe. But they don't even delete the original tweets. They just act like it didn't happen. You're like, just say, hey,
fucking actors.
I'm an idiot. I'm wrong. Jussie got me.
Well, you got me on that one. I was way off, I guess. I mean, we all were fooled. What a fucking dick, huh?
On our way to the airport, there was a person that was working the TSA.
Yeah.
And they were a trainee, and there was a person right over their shoulder, and it was like a young gay black kid. He was making me so angry because he was taking forever. So then I just started like kind of under my breath calling him Jussie. And then Kim was getting so mad. She's like, we're not going to get on this flight. I was like, come on, Jussie. Move it, you fucking.
Jussie.
Dude, Jussie is a great name for a young gay black man. If you ever meet a young gay black man, just call him Jussie.
Hey, Jussie. Yeah, it is a nice new one.
But yeah, you're right. She should, and it is hard. And let me introduce the whole show, but that's an interesting topic.
It's hard, but it's an easy one. She wasn't even like, maybe I'm wrong. There's no fighting it.
Peter Diabruce
here. Clearly wrong.
Peter Diabruce, hey, what's up, my brother?
Oh, sorry,
I want you
dude.
To jump in.
No,
International Superstar.
I don't know what's going
here.
On.
We're talking about what's her name? Ellen
you
Page.
You used to be friends with Justice Smollett, right? So like, how's he doing now?
I just know through people talking about him.
He auditioned to be one of the attackers. He just didn't get it.
Not dark enough.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
They want somebody a little more experienced.
Why would you hire black people to do a race attack on you?
Because, man.
Fucking affirmative action, man.
I get was it's it. Like
was it a, I thought it was because he was gay or something. It was like a hate.
It was both.
Something.
It was hate. And, it was all under the umbrella of hate.
And black.
Yeah. It's also, to be honest with you, he was probably turned on by it. Those guys were huge, black, muscly dudes.
Do you remember the scene in Zoolander when Will Ferrell
you turn the music
coffee.
Off, Shannon. It's fine.
And he drinks because it's too hot. And it's too hot. And he throws it at his assistant. And it's just like, ow. And then they're both kind of turned on by that. And he's like.
But yeah, you're right. There's something about it where this is the problem when actors get too political. Even fucking Incredible Hulk. You know, that fucking guy. Every time I have a hard time when I'm watching the Avengers. I'm like, yeah, you know, but the Hulk's a fag. He's always out there just being a real fag in the media. You know,
somebody sent me a something a PO box, and it was a cartoon he wrote, a little comic book for the Hulk, and it was the Hulk trying to keep calm, so he doesn't turn to the Hulk. So somebody's blowing him. So this chick is blowing him.
Yeah,
and then to you know keep him calm, and then he's like, "Watch your teeth, watch your teeth." And he turns to the Hulk, and his giant cock explodes her head.
Great, love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What's
up, Petey?
But it does it takes you out of the show when somebody the actors shouldn't take a political stance. It's funny, Ellen Page specifically spoke about that. She was like, you know, for years, agents were telling me to not let my sexuality be known because, you know, in Hollywood, you just... And I think it's because... It's not even don't let your sexuality be known. Don't let that become your identity.
Life. Yeah, don't let your personal life be known.
Because I'm watching you be an actress. I want to see you be able to fucking move into these different roles. I can't get out of my head now because of this whole thing going on with her when she's kissing the dude in the Umbrella Academy. It's weird like to me. That. It's awkward as fuck.
Yeah.
Am I crazy, Shannon? You watch Umbrella Academy. You're an idiot. So I know she likes this show. This is like right up her alley. She fantasizes about being a fucking...
No, it was one of those things that like once I started watching it, I'm like, well, I guess I have to finish it now because I started it.
Yeah.
And I didn't love it. It was interesting.
Yeah. But am I wrong about that? When Ellen Page kisses the dude, aren't you like, this isn't real?
Yes. She
doesn't
hates
it,
this.
It she seems like she hates everyone.
But isn't
she's
that kind of hot?
I know she's going to tell a story in the future about how she was raped on the set of the Umbrella Academy. And yes, it is kind of hot, PD. I never thought of it that way.
Hot, too. Like a fucking lesbian.
You gotta, she rapes Rainn Wilson in Super.
Oh, that's fucking hot.
The funny
is phenomenal.
She rapes Rainn Wilson?
She's in a superhero costume and playing with her pussy, and she goes to Rainn Wilson. She goes, it's all gushy. Holds him down and fucks him against his will.
She was hot. Back in the day, right?
Juno, she was pretty hot.
Yeah, she was kind of cute.
Like, but like she played that role where it's like you would fall in love with her.
She's fucking hot in Super.
Yeah.
In what?
Super.
Super.
Look, I don't care. You know.
Now,
you
so is the opposite true? So, like, when you see Brokeback Mountain, you go, "Oh, I guess those guys are gay."
Oh fuck yeah! All right, little titties. What?
Mm-hmm. This is a fucking great movie.
Hell yeah! She got a little boy body. I like that sometimes. Every once in a while, because my chick's got too fucking thick of a voluptuous Puerto Rican body. You need a little boy every once in a while in your life. You know?
Yeah, change it up.
The problem with her mostly is that she's an actress.
Yeah. She also seems like she'd be fucking annoying, dude. Like her.
Yeah,
like,
she's an actress.
She seems like she's always depressed. Like, ugh, I hate depressed women. No offense if you're a depressed woman out there, but
kill yourself.
Really,
I know you're thinking about it.
I know you feel like a burden. That's because you are.
But what?
If you could draw as your suicide note, just draw skin cans on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So she should come out, and we should pressure her to apologize about Jussie. She should have to apologize.
What did she do with Jussie?
She went on this long tearful thing, saying on a cordon or something like that, and she was like, "This is what happens." You have a fucking, she didn't curse, but you have a gay hater vice president. There's a direct line from that to this attack on Justice Smollett. Draw the conclusion. It's right there, everybody. And so now she got to be like, okay, there was no direct line from Mike Pence to this guy.
Yeah, and she's also got to.
It's actually hilarious. The left who's.
It's also not even a big deal. Do you remember when that story came out where the kids were supposedly mocking the American Indian and it was just the first minute of video and then everyone reacted? nobody really got mad that people reacted. Everyone kind of got that they were tricked by that video. Yeah, we were all tricked.
But if you said, like, we need to do something to the...
You have to go.
No, hey, by the way, I was way wrong.
We did a podcast about it. We were like, oh, those kids look like assholes. And then the next day, we're like, oh, no, they were completely right. Uh-huh. Who cares?
Like, man, they got me. Yeah, just that's okay. It's an easy one. Justice Smollett got everybody.
Yeah, he got everybody.
It's not like you're like, I was a fool. No, we all were. It's okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You can be wrong. Why are people so obsessed with being right?
I know. I wanted to believe that the right was finally putting their fucking money where their mouth is and starting to beat up these guys. Yeah. Starting to let these empires.
It's a better story.
This empire,
I was like, you know what, man?
You got to get rid of them. I get it. And now I've been abused too. I've been misled.
Really, an all-out attack on any black show. Yeah. Like anything, but it's like just like new black shows. That's what I say. That's what they should be going after.
Oh yeah, new black shows to keep them. Empire is already going.
What are the other shows? The black shows like
Blackish.
No, a real black show, not a cross.
That one's a funny, like that white show. People like that one. Yes, black shows that only black people like.
Yeah, UPN, give me the UPN shows.
BET shows,
no
come on.
No, there's no BET, that's not big enough. Like, we have to have like, something like Moesha level.
Give me a list of black shows. We gotta have some.
Power, Empire.
Power and Empire are the two.
Power could be good.
Everything else, I don't even know. Fucking.
He's crying.
No, I fucking made me sick, bro.
He's thinking about how far the black man has gone. Petey's crying.
American Soul, never heard of that.
Yeah, none of these are good. Wendy Williams. Guys.
The Wendy Williams show. You go up to Wendy Williams.
Oh, my God.
And then it's going to come out Wendy Williams like, I've been white the whole time.
The Book of Negroes.
What?
That's a show? What is that?
Book of Negroes, Wikipedia.
The Book of Negroes.
7.9 out of 10.
Wait, can we see the trailer of that?
It's like the Book of Eli.
Take from good. A West Africa. Okay, no, it's just a slave thing.
Yeah. But that's that whole thing is just kind of funny. It's such a little slice. There's nothing really symbolic about that Jussie Smollett case, or like it's just such a weird, bizarre thing. It's this one weirdo who wants attention, and he watched people that have been victimized legitimately be turned into fucking heroes. Mm-hmm. People that don't even have talent. This kid's got talent. Mm-hmm. Talent at the ass.
He's an actor, working actor.
What if he knew like he was trolling us? What if he knew like, yo, I'm gonna fucking
stage it and then you come out yourself like a day later before all the it turns on you. Just go, hey guys,
just so
I
you know,
fooled you.
This is performance art. He should have done that.
Like
that
HBO was the fucking special, move. Like the HBO cancer special. If you just come out and say, I fucking fooled you, I got this shit done. We'd all be like, that's great.
No, that guy said he fooled you.
No, if he did, instead of like coming out later, it's like if you do it on your terms, it's fun. Then you have control. Then it's awesome. If Jussie Smollett was like, I fooled all you and you believe me because...
And I love pussy.
I love pussy. I fooled you about all of it.
He just wipes off black face.
He scrubbed it off.
I'm just Dominican.
I am the greatest actor of all time. It's Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Fucking...
I've been alive waiting to come back for this one thing. And then somebody comes in and shoots him. And he's like, who knows now?
Oh, man. Look, number three on here, man arrested after coming to school with AK-47. I only asked you guys to put this one on here because I talked about this on my last show that I did from Jamaica. So I know neither of my producers listened to the show. I just wanted to point that out. I only put that on here because you guys suggested the topic. And I just want you to know it's been talked about by me specifically.
On this show.
On this
that
show.
That they work on.
The last one that we put out.
That they've worked on.
A large chunk of the show.
Wow.
Large chunk of the show. Both of them. That's right. Just saying.
You're fired.
Not a big deal. You know, I just want the producers to listen to the show.
So like later when it comes up in an argument, like I cross check, like you don't though. You don't.
Yeah, you don't at all.
We've already proven that.
And you know what's funny? Harrington suggested it and then I said it to Shannon and I was waiting for Shannon to say, no, we already did this one. And I was going to stop her because I wanted to just shame Harrington. The whole thing was just to shame Harrington. And then Shannon was like, cool. Got it. It's on the list. Don't even worry about it. And then I was like,
The reason why I wasn't able to listen back through all of both shows was because I received them about 30 minutes before I had to release them. So it was.
I'm sorry, Shannon. I was in a third world country and I fucking still got you the podcast.
I know. And I told you each time you shouldn't be working.
I know. Because that's the attitude that you have is don't do. Don't create.
So which way are you complaining about?
I'm complaining about everything. Give me Kratom.
I gave it to you already. Let it kick in.
Give me some fucking kratom, Shannon.
Can I take a shit on this desk?
Mickey Gall's mad at you, by the way.
What?
Oh, Mickey Gall's so mad at you.
Really?
I legitimately think Mickey's actually mad at you. He was on Legion of Skanks last night. It's like, where the fuck's Ari? Like, I heard what he said about me after the last show because you called him a loser and you don't want to be friends with him anymore.
I don't know. Is he hurt by that?
You gotta remember, like, fighters aren't comedians, so don't. You see, I deal with Bisping. It's a tightrope you have to walk sometimes where you have to. And Bisping's really good, actually. He's as close to a comic as a fighter comes because he really gets it. He's self deprecating. But sometimes you gotta fucking.
Dude, this gets me into trouble with every girlfriend I've ever had. Every, like, this. Whenever I get in trouble for interviews and stuff, it's me treating the world like comedians.
Yeah, I know.
Like, and then they're just not.
Yeah, they're like, it's also when he's down in his darkest moment.
What did you mean
moment.
By that? They're like, what did you really mean?
Yeah. Well, when I like, after a nice day, she goes, that was really nice. We should do it again. I'm like, why don't you kill yourself?
Like, what did you mean?
We had a good time. I'm like, no, we did. Remember, we did have a good time?
What, wasn't it funnier?
Why are you calling me a dummy? What?
Isn't it funnier just to say kill yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it completely.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But you got to understand his perspective. Because I remember when I fought Ryan O'Neal and, you know, you were rooting for him and I... You know, beat his fucking ass.
But still maintain that in the end, I was just motivating you.
And you probably were, to be honest.
I was always rooting for you, Luis.
Thank you very much, Ari.
Luis.
So, but the fight was over. We were still in the ring getting our fucking, doing the announcements after the thing and doing, you know, the interview. And he gets out of the ring and you had texted him already. I think it was during the third round. It was like a minute left in the third round. You texted him. Would you text him?
Probably, you fucking suck.
You fucking suck, you loser. Yeah. You call that a fight? You call that a black belt? What type of black belt do you have? Dude, literally, he just lost the fight. His fiance is there.
Oh,
his
yeah.
fiance's dad is there. Like, his family, people, thousands nice. Of people watching around the world. The comedy community.
I was watching around the world. I was watching in Scotland.
And you have the lowest moment. You just feel shitty. It doesn't matter.
But then I followed it up publicly by saying, Ryan O'Neal, you absolutely suck. on Twitter.
And Ryan, as a comic, even got salty for a moment.
Of course he was hurt by it.
Of course.
But not as hurt as he was by your fists raining down on his
goddamn right,
undefended
boy.
Head.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Ari was on Team Rattlesnake the whole time.
I was.
I know.
So, yeah, Mickey, it's like if Ryan got mad about it.
Could you imagine Mickey, who his world is fighting, he just, you know, apparently had kidney failure. You know, going into the fight, you know, he looks great in the first minute, and then Diego Sanchez just fucking wallops him. And then the next thing you see is his friends on Legion of Skanks talking about it.
Ugh.
And Ari just fucking...
I do feel bad. Mickey, if you...
He doesn't listen to this show.
He only was Legion of Skanks, not the individual ones. If you want help promoting your gym that you're going to be running now that your UFC career is I'll have you on to promote the new fucking.
Welcome to Mickey Steaks.
He comes up to your table and has casual conversation with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bit,
hey, can I get a refill, champ?
Yeah. Mickey, I feel like you're blaming this loss of career on me. It's really you. I've just used it for comedic gain.
Fuck. Have you guys ever had someone want to, have you had someone fight you after they got offended by some shit you said to them?
Want to. Have you had somebody?
No.
Oh, I was saying maybe because you do probably different rooms than I do.
Yeah, I've seen people get fucked up.
Yeah, I've had it happen a couple times.
Upset, right?
But then it's like, yo, dude, I've seen a dude, there's a drug dealer dude. Nobody fucks with him.
Yeah.
So it's like somebody fucks with them and then they get someone else to fuck them up after the show and press them.
It's not even, it's never they get offended by what you say and they want to fight you. For me, anyway, usually it's they get offended by something, or they don't even get offended. Their girlfriend gets offended by something, or they're being a bitch. They're not even legitimately offended. Nobody's really offended anymore. They hear things and they go, "I'm supposed to be offended," or they're in their own mood that day. They want to make it about them.
But then they let themselves get that.
They
offended.
Let themselves get offended. You have to allow yourself to get there because there's no way a joke. I don't believe you have to be a fucking retarded person.
Yeah.
There's to be something psychologically wrong with you to legitimately be offended by something, by a joke, by words. That's fucking crazy. That's another level of privilege. So they let themselves get there. So then they say something, and then I say something back, they say something back, and then at that point,
I'm then they're outmatched.
Calling you, they're funnier than me, and I'm embarrassed. So
and you're challenging them to a fight.
Now I have to fight them.
Oh, you're putting yourself. You're putting yourself in the position.
Yeah, I'm not as funny as the audience member. Typically, at that point, I get so angry that they're outsmarting me and they're being more clever. So at that point,
I'm gonna kick your ass after I bring up the next comment.
And you already have a bludgeon in your hand, the mic. Yes. So it's like you're almost like, call me an asshole if I don't beat you up.
But it ends up being like, you know, it'll turn into the times where it's gotten like where guys wanted to fight me. There's no trying to get the audience back, or it's not even. It's usually I'll be like, yeah, your girl's a cunt. It'll get to that point, and then you're almost wanting to go to the guy and to either
those are the moments I've seen where it's like, oh, I can put myself in the audience member's position. I'm like, oh fuck, he does have to fight you.
Yeah,
you like that's the meanest girlfriend girl in front of him.
Yeah, in front of a room full of people,
and not in a funny way. It's nope. Just like, whoa, I don't think this is justified yet.
Knock knock, who's there? Your girl's a cunt.
I'll be like, I guess.
Yeah. That's it. And that's
sometimes I don't think in this case, but I get what you're saying.
It's so funny when dudes want to fight. We've told that story before with Big J, but we, you know, this chick that I used to date years ago, she was a thicker chick.
Karen Fian?
And no, not so,
I don't see it, but I guess so. Man, what a body image you have.
Now, this chick was kind of a big chick, and we went to a UFC event in Philly.
She won. She was kind of a big chick.
Yeah, she was a big bitch. And she, we were in the stands, and somehow we got into an argument with these other dudes. It was me, Big J, Dave, and this chick. And these were just Philly dudes, and they wanted to fight. They were all pumped up. It was like first time UFC's in Philly. Anderson Silva versus Forrest Griffin. You know, Anderson Silva was calling out. The whole crowd was just chanting nigger in unison. It was like the trashiest crowd I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
A legend in Anderson Silva, and they fucking just put a beat down on Forrest Griffin. They couldn't handle it. Dude, this crowd was so ready. Just there were so many fights in the crowd, and I remember these guys, somehow we got into an argument. And at one point, one guy goes, fuck you and fuck your fat girlfriend. And like, she just wasn't my girlfriend.
He definitely wanted to fight.
She wasn't my girlfriend. And these guys were like outnumbering us. We just weren't going to win this one. And I remember I was like, what? Huh? And I acted like I didn't hear it. And she was closer to the guy than I was. So she definitely heard it. No,
he called me fat.
She dropped her nachos.
He called me a slob.
And she was like, Lewis, she said it was fat. Defend my honor. What'd you do?
Nothing. We just we just postured.
Dude, I was in the park, Washington Square Park, with Adrian. We were walking through, and this guy, and we were talking about a comic. I'm trying to be better now, just talking broad terms and not using names. Like, I was talking about a comic, and I was like, he's done. He's out of the business. He's done.
Say the name.
And this dude.
All right, just say the name.
Stick a fork in him.
This dude walked by, and he goes, you talking to me? And I wasn't. I was talking about this comic. I was like, what? No. And he goes, no, I was talking to her. And then we kept walking.
Like, started thinking about,
yeah, you better keep walking, motherfucker. And I was to Adrian, I was like, what did I even say? He said, you're done. He's done. And he was like, yeah, walk on, bitch. I'll fuck your fat girlfriend in front of you. No, I'll fuck your fucking... He didn't call her fat. That's my bad.
you just called me.
I guess I did. I was like, oh, fuck. She was like, he was like, I'll fuck your girlfriend in front of you. And we were both like, what the fuck? But he wasn't coming after us.
Do you really think that I would date Adrian? Are you crazy?
Dude, I get why you think I don't fuck as well as I do. But this is below even what I would... Even if I didn't fuck above my range. Come on, bro. Now you're insulting me now. Now it's me who's gonna have to fight you. You're forcing my hand on
this. I'm not even mad that you think she's my girl. I'm not even mad that you're saying you're gonna fuck her. I'm mad that you think she's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that is disrespectful.
I'm shallower than you're giving me credit for. She's cool, but I'm surface.
No one has ever said,
Adrian, go bathe in this fountain while I fight the guy.
Use your tusk to bathe in this fountain.
This is our friend.
Oh, yeah.
This is our friend. This is why, like, Mickey's got to understand. It's like, Adrian is our friend. A friend who we enjoy. She's one of the funniest comics in the country. We love her. I consider her a good person. I know this will legitimately hurt her feelings.
Yeah. Shut up, Shannon.
Fucking pig. You hear Shannon winking in the other room? Oh, makes me sick. You see Amy Schumer's pregnancy photo in the park?
She had her baby in the park? In the wild? She had a pregnancy photo. I tried to recreate this. I'm not comfortable with my body. I wish I was like Bert Kreischer where I was comfortable with my body. She pulled up the photo. So
you still have body dysmorphia. You still like ashamed of your body.
Oh, I'm way ashamed of my
body.
She's
gross like you, but she's okay with it.
It's crazy. I have the same body as her. Me and her, if you look at us naked, it looks basically the fucking same. Pull up the picture of Amy Schumer in the park with her stomach.
That's fine. Oh, whoa.
Good. Go to there's more.
What park is this? That's not a park.
That's not the actual.
I thought it was Washington Square Park.
There was ones in color.
Yeah, me too. I was thinking Washington Square Park. I was like, what? When it was naked for a second. I was like,
when she's there, it's called Washington Round Park. Washington Round Park. Thank you. Fucking solid joke.
Lewis, will you take your shirt off?
No, not right now. Not on camera.
I think it's funny when guys, more than girls actually, have this weird, like Big J has it too, where it's like, I'll swim with my shirt on.
No, I won't do that. I'm going to swim with my shirt on. I fought an MMA
Mike Lawrence does that. Mike Lawrence swims.
Mike Lawrence's body is disgusting.
He swims?
What?
Mike Lawrence's body is getting even grosser. I saw pictures of him. I don't know what's going on with Mike Lawrence's body.
Swimming?
Yeah.
But right here, this is Amy Schumer's pregnancy photos, which they're nice photos.
That actually was a cool photo. The one, go back one. Yeah, I like that one.
It's a beautiful photo. I tried to recreate that.
Is she a redhead?
I tried to recreate that in Jamaica, and I was naked, and Kim took the photo of me, and then she showed it to me. I was like, I wanted to puke.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I would never put it out, but Bert is so comfortable with his body.
The apertures.
Yes.
Yeah, Bert's comfortable with his body.
See the fucking apertures? The light got to hit you.
The light speed, you're right.
In the right fucking way, my dude.
Bert's comfortable with just being a fucking shirtless fat bastard, which is, it's funny, though, but Zach is, too. Zach will take his shirt off.
I can make it a lot.
Is it because you got a good reaction the first time, so you was like,
no,
this is it?
No, it's funny every time.
Yeah. It's reaction. Also, if you've accepted that it's disgusting, then it's funny that you're like,
yeah, I'm not bragging about it. And it's also kind of hot in terms of like, not hot, but I mean, attractive.
I mean, you know what I mean? It's like you're not a bodybuilder.
No.
I'm also disgusted, less than you.
Yeah, of course.
But like, when I take my shirt off, people are like, do you think you have a good body? It's like, no, I just want some sun.
But women will find it attractive that you are comfortable enough to take your shirt off. So women confidence, look at Bert, you know, even though I'm probably in better shape than Bert, women, they don't, I don't.
They like the confidence. This is why Bert constantly cheats on his wife. Because people are coming after him, and at some point he can't say no because of that confidence.
You got to edit that out because I know that's true.
Yo.
I know that's 100% real, so you have to edit that out, Shannon. Remember, edit it.
What?
Well, how long do you sit in your insecurity? So when you take the shirt off, how long do you sit in that insecurity?
It should be forever.
I think Zach, too. we sat in that insecurity years ago. And now it's already.
When did you stop being self-conscious about taking your shirt off?
Insecure, dude.
You seem like you might have a good body.
No, I got the fucking gut, son. This shit's not cool. It's like large up top, extra large.
Ugh. But when did you, when did you start being comfortable taking your shirt off and just like being the silly guy with your shirt off?
High school. I started doing it. In high school, I just literally started taking my clothes off.
But elementary school and middle school?
I was probably embarrassed when I was a kid.
Were you also, let me ask you a question, Zach, because you're an autistic motherfucker. You're very like strange in life. Were you a funny kid like in school amongst?
No.
Or not at all?
Probably funny, but I wasn't confident enough to talk.
Oh, yeah.
So you were just sort of being made fun of for being a fucking nerdy kid. You got into middle school, you got fat in middle school probably, and then it started turning into fucking.
Wrestling probably gave me confidence.
Yeah.
I started wrestling around then. And then I was just comfortable. And never
is that how you became bisexual?
No, believe it or not, like I've never had that.
Boys?
Because I only wrestled guys my own weight, and I'm not attracted not to men.
Well, that's not the ones you're into.
If they let me wrestle 120, I
would. You could have also won some matches.
Yeah.
That's when you're like on top of somebody's like, I need you to fight back. Buddy, this. It doesn't work unless you're struggling.
Shit.
Yeah, the fucking gross body accepting of it is like, and laughing at it is fine.
Yeah.
It is weird though when a gross bodied person is confident in a way that they think they're good looking, and then that's like, oh no,
body positive. You're saying when they're body positive.
Like, well, that's psychotic. I love this. I'm hot.
That's
like,
psychotic.
Oh, no, you're not.
No.
Yeah.
I, by the way, I don't have an issue. Look, it sucks for women. Here's the double standard. It's never funny for a woman to be fat. Like, it's never like
Lewis
that movie.
McCarthy.
What about no, when that? She was
what
shitting in
that
sink.
Though? What's
hold
that,
on.
That
when
comedian.
She was, when
what?
She was
what? That comedian, the big woman.
That's Melissa McCarthy.
No, the other one.
Her fatness isn't funny. That's not what's funny.
She might be funny, but it's not like, oh my god, look at her jolly fucking stomach and her fucking big ankles. There's nothing hilarious about big ankles on a woman.
True.
Feel bad about it. Whereas like a guy can, this is a double standard. Yeah, it sucks.
Farley falling through a table is like, wow, look at that fat gross man.
Now when they tried,
it's funny if you do that with a chick, it's like, yeah, it is. It's a different. It is a double standard.
They tried to do it in that movie Bridesmaids, where it's like they have Melissa McCarthy shitting in a sink, and it's like do all this gross fat, and I'm going like, this is fucking horrific, ladies. Let's just figure out like what's going on here. I don't know what you want me to say. In a weird way, I feel like women are supposed to be women sometimes and men are supposed to be men. It's not about having a specific gender role where it's like you have to be in the kitchen. I'm not going that far. I'm just saying like, you know, just women. I just don't think it's funny when a woman farts or burps. There's nothing funny about it to me. And it's not because...
That shit's sexy.
You think it's sexy because you're a garbage human being, Pete.
You know when a girl farts, you like, let me hear it.
Look at this. This was not funny to me.
Your girl ever take a shit and you like listen at the door just to hear it?
No. I try to this day.
I mean, if this
like
is Dumb and Dumber, which it almost is.
Look away!
Oh. Fuck is she doing?
That's
she's
it.
Shitting, but
on the sink.
Really, the problem is her feet are in the wrong position. It doesn't really look like she's shitting because her feet would have to be up on the sink.
Yeah.
Right? Can you go back to that and show me a freeze frame of that?
And what's her name is good in this, the main chick.
She looks like she's throwing up.
In the next scene where she's sweating, like she's actually, that's funny where she's like, she's trying to hold it in. She's sick all
the time. Yeah, you can't shit like that. She's not on the,
yeah,
she's not
you're
on,
right, because her
the
butt
sink.
Cheeks would be clenched if she's sitting
and,
like
and,
that.
And she's like, now she's pushed off and out. So it's like, she'd be shitting like on the rim of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just kind of fucking hot.
Ooh, you know what's cool in that one though? Somebody who worked on this had to spread stuff. Had to spread stuff here.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, that was a set designer.
Yeah.
Or prop master.
They got paid for that.
That's somebody's job.
I fucking love America, man.
Yeah.
But I'm not into gross out humor really when it's guys. Like, just like farts and shit. Like,
well, that
when
scene
I was younger,
in Dumb and Dumber, that exact scene in Dumb and Dumber, hilarious. When they're both, like, when he's shitting like crazy because he put the X-Lax in his whatever.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was really funny.
I mean, I guess it could be and funny. Little, what was...
What?
The little... It's at the end.
What was the movie from when we were kids? The high school team, American Pie. There was the one scene. Now, it was kind of funny because... Look, I should say this. I can be done funny because I remember laughing at that. Because he sneaks into the girl's bathroom and the really hot chick goes and he thinks she's going to pee. And she just starts like, taking a fat dump. And he's trying to hold it in that he's like... Is that what happens or no? I'm thinking of a different
You're thinking
movie.
Of Finch shitting after they, and then all the hot girls are in the bathroom.
Wasn't there, I'm thinking of a different movie maybe where a hot chick shit. It's never funny. Shit's just not funny.
Silence of the Lambs?
I don't know.
I don't think that was a comment.
The
You're
accused?
A different level.
No, she was raped on a pinball machine. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the
that was
that
not
Jodie
a
Foster.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. That she wasn't shitting. It was not a comedic scene at all. It was a woman being raped on a pinball machine.
By the way, though, confident fat chicks. Also fine.
Hot, dude.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. They just go for it, it's like, I'll get into this for sure. Sexually.
A lot of the times they're
slap that titty.
They're good in bed.
And they're like, ooh.
Slap.
What?
They're good in bed.
Yeah. Because they know they've done the work like coming up to like be good at fucking.
They gotta be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They gotta be good because if they're not, a guy's gonna tell them at one point.
Or they just won't. Sam Tripoli had a joke about dating big girls.
Yeah.
He goes, big girls don't, you could date thin girls. Like, where you going? Where you going? They're all mad. He goes, big girls don't care where you're going. They just wanna know if you're coming back.
Yeah. It's true. That's a great joke.
They work hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they, but also like,
high
you
cholesterol.
Know, what is the balance of like hot chick?
Big fat titties.
The balance of hot chick. To like, there's got to be like a ratio because there's like a point. Like, to be honest with you, you want an 8. This is why you want an 8 because an 7. 8 is going to be good enough in bed.
It's going to cheat on you. An 8's going to cheat on you.
Mm. Yeah. A 7 is probably the number. You're
7
right.
7 is what
a
you
A solid
want.
7 is where you want to, because
it's like, she's cute, man.
It's the point where she's hot enough that sex is fucking
like,
great.
She's cute, man.
But she's not going to be crazy high maintenance.
Right.
Exactly. And she's also had to learn. And she also probably was an uggo when she was a kid.
Yeah.
Those chicks are actually some of the best because they have a lot of fucking crazy body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
They're going
to
fucking.
Oh, well, yeah. The best, obviously, is used to be fat. Now
not used to be fat because their skin's all loose and it's disgusting. Used to be thicker.
Okay.
You made
okay.
The sound that their stomach makes.
So you have an interesting case because Kim is like a 5.5, 6, but she's got the mentality of a 9.
That's crazy.
So, like,
right?
That is really, like, I would not go for that at all. It's just
it's crazy. I know.
High maintenance, low reward.
Violent.
She's got violent like a nine.
Big shoulders. She fucking violent, throws a real punch.
But titties like an older boy.
Her titties are good. I'll show you titties right now.
All right, show them
titties aren't the problem. There's a lot of problems with that girl. It ain't the titties. I love you, Kim. I love you, baby girl. Great time in Jamaica. All right, gentlemen, let's take a moment really quick and talk about one of our amazing sponsors, Infinite CBD, not only a sponsor of the show, but the marquee sponsor of Skankfest 2 years in a row. We love Infinite CBD on this show. Incredible company that supports comedy, but they have incredible products as well. If you guys don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It's not THC. It doesn't get you high. It's not weed. It's legal in 50 states. It's safe to give to children and animals, and it is widely regarded as a miracle drug in a lot of circles. If you guys have, a variety of afflictions, anything from physical pain to anxiety to insomnia, cancer, fucking...
That really jumped up on the fourth one.
Major diseases.
AIDS, hit by a train. Yeah, it works, Lou.
Gunshot wound. Look, it really can be an incredible product for you. Do a little bit of research. See if it can help you out. I started giving it to my aunt for her arthritis. She got arthritis in her hands. She uses the Freezing Point topical cream on her hands every single day now. She fucking loves it. I use it for muscle recovery. I've been working out again now. You can't tell because I've been on vacation, but I'm using the just after a workout. Instead of being all sore, I use it. It makes me feel fucking great. They also have a brand new lube, which we're going to be giving out at Skankfest right now, the CBD Big Bang Lube, so you can heal your girlfriend's dirty puss. That's what I say. Here's the deal. Okay, right now go to infinitecbd.com. That is infinitecbd.com and use the promo code RAP15. RAP15. You save yourself 15% off your entire purchase. 15%. Infinite CBD products are an incredible company. Infinitecbd.com. Use that promo code RAP15. All right. Where were we? Real quick, let's get some plugs out of the way because we have a lot to talk about still on today's show. Petey DeBrew, you don't have a Twitter anymore. I want to find why don't you have a Twitter? First of all,
my shit was whack.
What do you mean?
I didn't have any follow. Like this shit was. I never posted, and I went there. Like my last post was like from 4 or 5 years ago.
Why not? Yeah, if you were never.
And then I got that steam. I'm trying to push everybody to my gram.
Yeah. So you're not using Twitter. I mean, you're right. I guess
you deleted your Twitter. Yeah. You just deleted it. Yeah. So, wow, good for you.
Because nobody. It's was also even
it's a
fucking,
it's a dying.
And then thing. I go there, have like 100 notifications. I'm like, nobody even fucking pays attention to this shit.
There's no reason now to start up a Twitter.
Unless you're going away.
If you already have it, I get keep going. But
yeah, I think Facebook is basically dead. Twitter's it's sort of not. But I think people still use it.
But if you're hot, there's people that I'll get jealous too, and I'm like, oh, this guy fucking, he's not funny. He posted and there's a million fucking retweets.
Yeah,
I'm trying to give him heat. Nobody's paying attention.
It's a great way to sort of like.
It was.
Look, I'm an old school sales guy, right? So I can literally look at my Twitter followers. I can look at my certain things and go, oh, I'm progressing along. I did something and I can actually quantify the success, how successful that podcast was or how successful that appearance on this TV show was. For me, I like that. And I think Twitter is a very good metric, as is Instagram and other things. What else you got to plug? Anything else?
He
didn't plug that yet.
I just, sorry.
You just said his Twitter account's gone. That was your plug?
Yep.
Get a real plug.
Nah, PD's Jokes, Instagram also... I got a
PD.
You gotta spell that for people too. That's why you don't get followers, because you don't spell. People don't know what that means. PD is nuts. P D E E Z N U T S.
No, just P D E Z D E E Z jokes. PD's jokes.
P
D's
and then D E E Z
and then jokes.
Jokes.
J O K E S. You gotta spell it.
Follow your boy. But I'm one of those guys, if you fucking interested, they'll go to the description, they'll say, oh, I like this guy, and then they'll fucking...
You,
like,
no, you're not.
Like
you're not.
Me.
You'd understand the way how lazy algorithms. People are, dude.
You
company right
name.
Now...
You DeAbreos. People are like, I like that guy. Like, I'm not going to find him online. Mm. PDD. Yeah.
That's what the dude from the strip told me. He's like, you should change your name.
Really?
It's a hard name. It's a hard name to spell. I don't know how many fucking vowels in a row. Try to spell DeAbreu.
Yeah.
What? Do you have A-E-I-O-U in your name in a row? That's crazy.
People are like, you know how I spell beautiful? Well, no. Also, it's like that.
Yeah, we're going to name Petey after we do our plugs. We're going to give him a new last
still,
name.
You still do the room with Michaela?
Yeah.
Where is it now?
Wednesday. Better Days.
Wednesday at Better Days. That was a good show. Even at the old place, it was good.
Petey's one of the funniest comics out there, man. You're really great. You got to get out there more, baby boy. That's it.
I'm trying, bro.
I know. We're talking to you about maybe doing a show here with some people here, right?
Yeah.
At Cast Digital?
Yeah.
You can't use the backyard after 10.
So? What do you think? Fighting pit bulls, dude?
Yeah, we should do that. We should do comedians announcing pit bull fights.
That'd be hilarious.
It would be gruesome, but funny. The funniest version of that.
Ooh, your dog got eight.
I'd bring in like Zach, you like to eat? What do you think of this dog eating this other dog's heart?
All right, what do you got to plug?
No one's listening to this shit. Why am I
even here?
Listen,
baby boy.
Oh, really?
This show is more popular than Legion of Skanks was when we did the first Skankfest.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
By far.
Well, I will be in Toronto. Got what second show added in early April?
And
Cleveland,
also
Cincinnati.
These are the most hardcore fans that we have. If you're listening to this show, you are fucking like hardcore. They're gonna do anything you want. You're gonna get a better reaction and more. We'll see what kind of more.
So even Twitter feedback. If I go online when this airs, when you drop this fucking 7 months from now.
No, it drops in 4 days.
Excellent. Then I'll see how little fucking feedback I get. I will say if I want to plug this. Ari Shaffir, The Revenge is coming soon. Everybody look out for Ari Shaffir, The Revenge.
Is that a new album or
no? You know what it is.
Television show you're doing? What is it? What's going on here?
It's like you're about to fuck somebody up and do some foul shit, and only you and like two people know about it.
It's gonna be Lewis. I'm getting Lewis back for some garbage shit he did.
Right, we're gonna talk about this. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, comics watching horror movies. April 7th, I have my first ever pro wrestling death match.
What?
Capital Wrestling.
I've seen that.
It will be available on the Fight app afterwards. Hell yeah. Come out. And if you want to support, now on Merch Pump, the official Zach Amico Amico 666 shirt is now available.
Ooh, look at that. Oh, that's awesome, dude. Oh, it's like fucking 316.
Yeah.
That is sick. Dude, can I please literally get me one right now?
Let me see that one.
I want one right now.
Oh, that's
this
fire.
Blood.
This blood's for you. That's fucking dope, doggy.
I like that, doggy. Oh,
I love
front
it.
And the back?
Yeah.
For 20 now?
26.
20, yeah.
Oh, front still, and back.
26,
and
29.
I think we're going to do it the other way around, too, with that that's in the front fire. And Amico on the back.
I love that, dude. I'd rather that.
I'd rather that in the front. You should do it both ways.
I think they should be two different shirts.
Between 26 and 29, it should be two different shirts.
They should be two different shirts for $22.
Is 26 and 29... regular size and your size?
Yeah. Okay. 3X. Okay. they add a little bit.
If you want an official Zach size, it's quite well.
Listen, I'm going to do a lot of $29 business.
Doggy, I love that shirt. I really love it. That's really cool, guys. At Merch Pump, you can get all the shirts for Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, any of the podcasts here on the network, and a lot of other shows as well. This weekend, guys, I'll be in Jersey, South Jersey, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club with Justin Silver, Thursday through Sunday night, the 20th through 23rd of March. April 12th, I'm going to be with Kim Congdon and Ryan Broth. Got a gig out in Connecticut. I'm going to post that information very soon, get you guys the ticket link very soon as well. I forget the name of some brewery.
Can we start
show.
Calling Six Condom?
Six Condom? Five to six? Five and
five
a half?
Six, five and half. Flow. We need a better flow. We need something to flow better.
Yeah, guys. Also, guys, Skank for Six, there's like 50 tickets left for all access. It's almost sold out. It's going to be it.
Dude, people were writing me, like, how do I get into Skank Fest? Comics? Like, how do I get into Skank Fest? I'm like, they pretty much accept everybody. So have you followed the fucking? Have you just tried anything other than calling in a favor?
Well, I mean,
don't call in favors when you don't need to.
Are they like comics that have names at all?
They're like low level, but names that they could get in.
That I would know them.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's like just
we have 150 comics.
Process.
Well, look, we had 1,000 people submit this year. So young comics, there is a process, and we don't charge anybody. 1,000 people submitted. We don't charge anybody. Literally, Christine and Rebecca, as we speak, are looking through those submissions.
You should charge like a few people. Just like 15 or 20 of them.
Depending
like,
on how bad it is. Uh-huh. Like, if I have to watch a bad tape.
$25. If it's at all okay, we're going to give you your money back. But if it's really shitty, I'm keeping your money.
That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, grab your tickets now because it's going to be sold out, guys. Saturday, individual day passes are already gone. You can only buy individual day passes for Friday and Sunday. So as soon as those all access passes are gone, that's it. You're not getting in on Saturday
so
at all.
Weekend passes. Available.
Well, here's what happened last year. You could buy individual day passes right up until about a week before the event. We still had some Saturday passes. That's done. We're
that
done, guys. It's going to be an incredible experience. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all day, all night. It's so much fun. The things we're planning this year are incredible. A lot of special guests, a lot of special surprises that we can't announce just yet. Please get your tickets right now. Also, my first special and album, Luis J. Gomez Presents Luis J. Gomez, will be available on April 1st, guys. You can get it anywhere you buy comedy albums, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and the Gas Digital Network. Grab it. Please.
Can we do something? Can we give a giveaway? I just thought of something.
What do you want to give away?
Okay. It's got to be a contest, but some fan lays down with glass or real sheer glass or even a net or like a screen. And then I take a shit onto that glass or screen. So they see my asshole open up and it flows right into them. The glass I could see somebody wanting. The screen is going to be bad. But like, okay.
But so like, that's the prize. What's the contest, though?
I don't know how they're going to get it. Like, yeah, that's the prize. That's... Yeah. Yeah. Or we could do it outside Brooklyn Bazaar, obviously. But what are... actually, if it's on the glass, we're okay. What?
We're not shitting on fans. There's no way that's legal.
Somebody's what do you mean it's not legal?
I don't think you could publicly shit on people. I think there's a public...
No, you know, that's you what the screen of the glass is for.
They signed the contract.
I guess you can't do publicly shit on anybody.
I don't think you could publicly shit. I think if you were to do any sort of... I guess you could some sort of avant-garde shit.
It's art.
Art show.
Art. Yeah, it's art. I'm a comedian.
Can I shit in public as performance art? Find out. I think they've probably shut something like this down before.
But it's not on the, what's his name? It's not on the sidewalk.
What?
It's not like on the sidewalk. It's
no, we'll do it on somewhere. The sidewalk. Not behind Brooklyn Bazaar, because that's where residential, but front? Like in the front. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or yeah. Down the street a little bit on a corner.
There's a McDonald's right
a
there.
A park.
You can probably do it by the McDonald's. It'll look normal.
Yeah, we can do this in our apartment. Do you want to do me and you?
Yeah, you'll lay down
yeah.
And just see that. You have to get a screen by your head. I want to see what it looks like.
Slow motion.
What if that would? What if I let you do that? As the retribution.
Oh, you should put a GoPro.
Are you kidding me? In what world? It's like I need $1 million. Like, how about I give you some candy?
What?
That's
Paris Jackson attempted to commit suicide. This is very
Who's
sad.
That? Harris Whittles?
Paris Jackson.
He did it.
Harris Whittles already did
that.
Is she
related to Michael?
Yeah.
Who's Harris Jackson?
Paris Jackson.
Paris.
His daughter.
His daughter.
His all on.
Somebody's daughter.
Alleged daughter.
Try to commit suicide?
Yeah, she slit her wrists.
Oh, just she leaving, failed, huh?
Yeah, loser, right?
Mm-hmm.
She slit the side of her wrist.
What'd she do? What?
Look she's how hot she is, by the way. She's so hot.
That's whose daughter is she?
Daughter,
who's
the man? Get the fuck out. What the fuck?
Who's the mom?
Debbie Rowe, right? Show the gross Midwest pig of a mom that's supposed to be the mom.
It's so funny. I saw.
Well, I guess it is really the mom, right? Yeah, I guess she had to have her. I was like, that's not even. I don't even believe that's the mom. But so yeah, this fucking
that who's
get the
Michael
fuck
Jackson
out of here?
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Well,
that was artificial.
Looks like Sean Donnelly without a beard.
Donnelly.
So I mean, this was such a bizarre fucking thing. Just some bitch.
I thought he nutted in Presley.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't.
No, that was a put on.
That was all a like situation. A fucking publicity thing. And this,
he was the man.
This documentary came out. This documentary came out, and fucking, you know, you got to think about these little kids who like their dad. Think about that. Like, I'm concerned that my kid's gonna get made fun of one day because I jerked off Big J with a fleshlight. You know.
Ugh.
No, he jerked me off with a fleshlight, or I fucked the fleshlight that was in his hand, depending on how you want to look at it.
I'm gonna make fun of your son. Do you say his name?
You can say his name.
Okay, James. I'm gonna make fun of him just because he's weaker than me, and it's just a normal thing. I would do that with everybody. So I make fun of my nephews too.
Yeah,
you're a loser. You're still a virgin of 16. Fucking loser, Orthodox Jew, bitch. Take your yarmulke and fucking fling it. I used to be like you when I woke up. Fucking idiot.
But this chick, you know, she's going through, you feel bad for her. I think Michael Jackson's a monster.
She tried to commit suicide because of this thing?
And she was probably, you know, she probably showing off, yo, my dad is dead, but he's better than your dad. Ha!
Yeah, she's got $1 billion. What's her net worth? What's Paris Jackson's net worth? It's got to be...
I bet it's less than we think.
No. What do you guess?
Michael Jackson didn't die with a ton of money.
Yes, he did.
I heard he got more money after he died.
And
you know how much money he's getting right now off the streams? Right now?
Doggy, the money that I will say that she's worth $100 million.
Exactly. I swear to God, right now, every bar I go into is playing Michael Jackson.
For sure. You remember him.
And R. Kelly. Back to back.
What is she worth? What is her net worth? Boom. Look at that. That's just off the dome piece.
What? As net worth of $100 million as she inherited a huge estate from her father.
$8 million annually.
An allowance of $8 million annually from the estate.
Wow.
And look how hot she is. She's fucking sexy,
She's
dude.
Hot.
Oh, my God. I love her. She's so hot. There's something about her.
But you know what happened?
But she's not black. She's maybe got a little bit like Indian blood or Syrian blood in her, but she's not Michael Jackson's fucking kid.
No
I don't
way.
Give a fuck what you want to say about it. But either way, you come up in this life. Is she like a weirdo?
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. You grew up like $8 million a year. You ain't gonna be normal.
Your dad's fucking got you in
You're
the
a celebrity.
Veil.
Any Look level of celebrity eyes. Fucks you up.
Is that the one that he hung over the balcony?
No, that was Blanket.
Blanket.
That's She's the also name got of crazy. A child? She got crazy girl eyes.
I dated a girl that looks like her. She's got
Karen Feehan?
No. Look at her eyes.
She reminds me of someone.
She's got, I will fucking slice your dick off your body
yeah,
eyes.
Yeah, I can't fuck with that.
No, those are contacts because the black is around the fucking color.
She's going to bite your dick head.
See it?
Is there an interview with her? I would like to see if she's weird.
Yeah, I'd like to hear something about her with her.
Yeah, I've never heard her speak. So, no, I did actually. I heard her speak at like an award show, right? Like years ago, that was a famous thing where she was like a young girl. I think right when he died, she spoke at like the Grammy Awards or something. And she like cried and it was like a brave, you know, little performance or whatever. Go ahead. Let's see.
This time on our show, on the Tonight Show, I just wanted to
wait,
play
pause
a game
for a second.
I just picture her talking with the high pitched voice.
Oh, yeah. Has she done anything on her own that we should know her from, or is it just Michael Jackson's daughter?
She's a model.
She's a model. Okay.
Okay. Can I see some nudes?
No. But let's hear her as you're looking at
first. Okay. So it's cool. First things. Ready? First album or CD? Probably CD for you.
Wow. My first. Okay. So I have a first vinyl. And
eyes really
first
look
CD.
Like that.
First vinyl. Was?
My first vinyl, which I'm very proud of, was Sgt. Pepper. And then my first CD was the Lion King soundtrack.
Yeah, she talks like a model.
One and two is a double whammy. Came in
double
there.
Double whammy.
She's uncomfortable on camera.
Yeah, she talks like a model. She's kind of vapid, but she
all right.
She's
first time you were starstruck.
you were actually number two.
Just pause it for 1 second.
I'm sorry.
Am I crazy or is Jimmy Fallon just awkward? And like, am I nuts? Is that like, is he? It's such a bizarre thing. Like when I watch Jay Leno or David Letterman like interview, they seem like so in control and so like they're owning the moment. I saw Conan O'Brien live a few times and he does his own warm up for a show. And it was fucking crazy. Awesome. He comes out and he warmed up his own crowd for 15 minutes doing crowd work, fucking just fucking with the crowd. He does all these mic tricks, very charismatic, owned the moment. And Jimmy Fallon, he just seems like a fucking beta nerd.
I think Jimmy gets funky though, but he's like, it's one of those, I can't believe they fucking fell for this and they gave me the job.
Right?
I think Jimmy Fallon would be super cool if he just was totally got to be himself.
Yeah, because I've seen this guy in shitty bars.
He
gets boozing hard.
He fucking goes for it. Fucking, so, like, be that guy. I'd be, listen, he's succeeding, obviously, but, like, I'd be more interested in that shit.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, okay, keep on with this interview, though.
I get it, though.
First time was Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Last October, he played on Halloween with Depp and Butch Walker, and I got to meet him backstage, and, like, I was sitting probably, like, this close, like, where you were
she's
at was where
guy,
he was at.
Guy's being interested in what she's saying.
Telling him, like, I love you so much, you know, like, I've always listened to you, like, I grew up, like, loving you.
Boring.
And
yeah.
Like, I was close to tears. Like, I started, like, warming up.
Ha, 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 what a terrible setup, fucking idiot.
Awful story.
Fucking model.
Show me your pussy, Paris.
God,
can we see her naked? Is there nudes? Shut up. There's got to be a little nip.
There's some sensual
pictures.
I'm going to show you what Harrington found.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
Would you rather...
Stupid tattoos.
...date her, but this is after 3 months of dating her.
Slice
would you rather be with her
arms?
Or a chubby person who has actually a cool personality?
Chubby person.
Her. Chubby, right?
Her.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Her. Go
three
back,
months.
Go back. Please.
Not right away. Not first. Like, let me get in there. Think of it like I've already gotten used to how dumb she is.
Let me say this. I'm talking about, what are you saying, legitimately her or a person like her?
Not Michael Jackson's daughter.
Because
I'm someone who looks like
year.
Her. Yeah. And we're taking that out.
Her life is fucking fire.
Sunbathing with the pup. That's what this picture's about.
Yeah.
This is like one of those bad fucking blog headlines where it's like, you have missed the entire story if sunbathing with the pup is the fucking title of this article.
Yeah, she's hot. I think she's hot. So she sliced her wrists. This whole thing leaving Neverland came out. Is there an update on that? She's refusing to go to...
Get a seal. Help.
Rehab.
Yeah.
And so, I guess it was rumors, what?
Well, I heard Justice Smollett sliced her wrists.
When she went to, so after they found her in the house, when they brought her to the hospital, they put her on a 5150 hold. So you're supposed to be kept there for a psychiatric evaluation. Uh-huh. They only kept her for a few hours because she said that her attorneys were going to take
her
to a different hospital.
She said, I'm Michael Jackson's fucking daughter.
Her attorneys were going to what?
Her attorneys were going to take her to a different hospital. And her attorneys just like took her out and then just like set her free.
Fucking attorneys. Jews are great at everything.
Yeah, she said she doesn't need to go to rehab. She's claiming that it wasn't a suicide attempt.
Oh,
I was just shaving.
No, honestly, from a model,
shaving
I believe that. From a model, I believe
shaving
that.
My wrists.
I don't believe she was even did it. She probably just like Mm-hmm. Made some scars to let look like it was. That's what it was done.
If you want
to,
you say she Jussie Smollett-ed herself.
Exactly.
If you
she Smollett-ed herself.
She Smollett-ed herself.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
If you fail at committing suicide, it's because you don't want to die. For the most part. Now there's times when the rope doesn't hang you and you just fucking go brain dead for, and then you're like that.
Can I back you up once?
What,
for the first time maybe? I took deviant sociology in college. And they said suicide attempt people are in a different category than suicide success people.
Yeah.
They really say
alive.
Like, with an occasional aberrant situation.
You gotta go to college for that.
But like the motivation, like it's different things. You're really not trying to do it. Yeah. Or you
so
just
the
fake, do it.
They're like looking for attention.
Attention.
Because I've seen some
cry
shit.
For help. It's also not.
Yeah, you do need help probably, but it's not the same.
You ever seen
thing
The Losers, like, that shit on fucking Netflix?
The Losers?
It's like about athletes that fucking stunk, like they did some fucked up shit and then they turned it around.
Oh.
So there's like this dude, this basketball player, and he's like, the moment before he turned it around, he called his sister like, I want to shoot myself, but I don't have a gun. Yeah. And then he was like, and then we turned it around after that.
Yeah, but it's like there's other ways to do it, you know? There's tall things. You don't need a gun.
Oh, he goes, but it was going to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, sure. Whatever.
That's also
bro.
Legitimate.
Those people are pretty gangster, though. The fucking ones that do it.
The ones that do it are fucking.
Gangster,
they show no cowardice.
Gangster.
Because
people remember they say, if you commit suicide, you're a coward.
Fuck that.
Like, that shit's gangster, dude. Yeah.
It's not being a coward. You know, the.
It takes a lot of.
The
weight no of, idea what's coming for bro. You.
The weight of life, sometimes it's just, you know, I can't fucking hate. You know, I can't hate on somebody that just says, I want to tap out.
I'm not mad at Brody for doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Brody that well. I it was really sad because
it was sad, but no one who knew him was like, what, he was surprised. Why did he do that? It was like, oh, he was in pain for like years. So
well, I've seen
like,
certain things online where he got very emotional. I saw, I think, an episode of Punch Drunk Sports where he like got super emotional and argued with somebody, and I know there was another video from Argue with Tony online. I just think he got like into these emotional like argument thing. When you see when that happens, you know there's like, look, I'm the guy who gets into like fucking crazy arguments with people. I have issues. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a
I have episodes,
you know, and if you can't control that when there's cameras around you, can you imagine when there's not cameras around how dark and crazy you could fucking get, you know? So it's just, look, it's sad, but at the same time, I'm not going like, I don't know, I'm not going to fucking, you know, call somebody a coward or say that, you know, people just fucking, they deal with things differently. You can't, you know, so I can't. You know, if you can't fucking swim anymore, you're tired, you just want to fucking go to sleep.
That's why that Kevorkian,
if that's the way you look
so
at
lit.
It, Kevorkian, if you look at it as like, going to sleep,
Kevorkian was like, I got you.
Yeah. And also, like, you have no idea if there's an afterlife, but half the people who think there is an afterlife think that if you kill yourself, you go to the worst part of it. Mm. You go to the eternal damnation. So you're like, that is brave. Yeah, to be like, there is like a 1 in 10 chance this is going to work out.
Well, that's
for
like,
me.
Imagine the computer just turning itself off.
Mm-hmm. Take that. Yeah, exactly.
Done.
Computer wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Unless it was programmed to.
That would be pretty gangster.
Yeah, it would be. From a
virus.
PDD's nuts. No, PDD's jokes.
PDD's.
At Vine. He's still killing it over there on Vine. PDD.
Snapchat.
How old is Paris Jackson? How old is she? She's a young chick?
I mean, she's not old. She's in
20?
Her 20s.
20?
20?
She's only 20.
God,
she's pretty great age for
What did moment. He have her, like, right before he died or some shit?
No, when did he die?
He's the oldest. I think she's the oldest of the three.
When did he die?
When did he die? He died, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
No,
right?
No. He died, like, 8 years ago.
Yo, did you
ago?
See that Seven. Big mural around the corner of, like, baby Jackson
Isn't
and grown
crazy?
Jackson?
That same artist did that Run DMC one, I think.
Yeah.
They're all over. They're in Brooklyn, too.
And now we got to deface it. I was thinking about that on the walk over.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking deface it with the fucking.
Just put like
paint.
A kid's dick, like sticking out in between his two teeth. Like a little baby dick.
Toothpick dick.
Have you guys seen Finding Neverland?
I saw parts of it. I watched the first half of the second part, all I could find for free online. What's funny is I have HBO. I will never call and figure out how to get my password for HBO Go. I have no idea what the process is. Then you got to call them.
You need a fan to hook you up.
No, I have it, though. I pay for the service.
Can't you just go to Amazon and then put in your fucking provider, your service provider, and then all of whatever you
have?
Yeah,
but they ask for a fucking code or something. Okay. I don't know what that code is. I have no idea. Did you see it, Ari?
No, not yet. I don't want to see it. I like his stuff too much.
Yeah. I didn't see it because I've been feeling good lately, so it rang me
It's
down.
Dark, dude. Exactly. Like, I don't really like watching shit about, like, kids being abused. It sort of fucks me up, you know, and... Yeah, that's all it is. Like, the one kid describes Michael Jackson trying to
penetrate his asshole. And it's like,
and then called him the next day and told him to throw out the underwear.
Yeah, like, you know, it's a fucking creepy.
Throw out the underwear?
Creepy, yeah. Shit, yeah.
Why would he throw out the underwear?
Because he had blood in it.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael's packing.
Evidence. I do imagine Michael Jackson also has a very thin, needly dick. Mm. The dick that I imagine that he has is almost like a pen, you know?
It's still black, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't imagine it being a big dick, you know?
He was like, can you dye it and also take a little off the sides?
All right, gentlemen, let's talk about Stamps.com, which is such a great company. I'm so glad they're a part of the show now, and they've been supporting the show because we legitimately use Stamps.com daily here at Gas Digital. On the merch side as well, we use Stamps.com. Such a great company, especially for small businesses. Nobody has time to go to the post office. Everyone's busy. Nobody has time to navigate through a city and spend time in traffic, deal with strangers, deal with fucking the entire experience of going out into the world. Nobody wants to do that. You have real things going on in your life. You have a business to run. That's why Stamps.com makes your life so much easier. It's one of the most popular time-saving tools for small businesses. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. It's all done online, all done at your fingertips, right from your computer. They bring you every amazing service of the U.S. Postal Service right to your fingertips, whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, or even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Here's the way it works, okay? You use your computer to print U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your mail carrier or drop it off in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. Saves you time, saves you money. Over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com, including Gas Digital. And check this out. If you go right now to stamps.com, our listeners are going to get a free 4-week trial, free postage, and the best part of all,
and
free digital scale. Free digital scale. That's right, guys. And look, you can do whatever you want with the digital scale. Whatever you need that digital scale for.
If you need to weigh packages or you have one big package that you need to have like eighths of that package.
Look, go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in RAP. Make sure you do that. Type in RAP. That lets Stamps.com know that we sent you there. We get a little bit of fucking love for that. Stamps.com, enter RAP and enjoy that incredible service. All right, boys, let's get back into it. This story was kind of interesting. Pull it up. A guy pretends to be a Subway employee and then makes his own sandwich and steals $20 out of their register. What is
this
story?
Pretty gangster. Shout out to that guy.
I like it. I got no problem with this guy. Go ahead. What is the actual story? Pull it up. Great timing. Good job, Harrington.
He was busy not listening to your old podcast.
It's crazy. He's listening to somebody else's podcast right now.
Well, it was a man in Traverse City, Michigan. He went into a Walmart, and they had a Subway in there. He claimed he worked at another nearby Subway and asked, hey, can I just come in and make myself a sandwich? They said no. He went back there anyway, started making sandwiches, rang a couple people up, pocketed $20, and left.
Ooh.
And they're currently looking through security footage to try to find the guy.
Trying to find the guy.
Let him go.
Jesus Christ, guys. If you don't catch him right there and then he's gone, you don't get to find him later. Pieces of shit.
What are they gonna get for $20?
Yeah,
like trespassing.
I don't even know.
Federal.
Yeah, who knows what it is? But you know what? Good for that guy. Scam that Jew. I like it. Let's get into it.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that Jew.
Great way to intro the subject today, guys. If you want to join the Scam That Jew conversation, realassofficial@gmail.com
is
the email.
Scam That Jew? What is
Scam That Jew? Is a segment we have. And you are the Jew. It's not anti-Semitic. We're pro-Israel on the show.
There's a comma.
It's a comma. Scam That, comma, Jew. And it's the only way to win.
Scam That Jew. Oh, okay. You're telling Jews to scam.
Yes.
Still anti-Semitic, but differently.
No, not anti-pro-Semitic.
But it's like feeding into a stereotype that we scam people.
No, it's telling the truth. Jew. I'm sorry. You're going to appreciate everything we do here right now.
Punch that, Black.
Also a good segment. These are good ideas. To be honest with you, I never thought of them, but we could probably do these on the show.
You know what I like? I like Petey's kind of whatever ethnicity you are, because you seem like the Latino who gets to use the N-word real casually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
I do that. I love Dominicans. That shit in the fucking room full of
I use
people.
The N-word with a hard R casually.
Gangsta.
I really do. What, you're Puerto Rican and Black?
No, bro. I'm fucking Black. I got like Venezuelan somewhere. three generations away or some shit. But they was getting raped. You know how it was, baby. You know,
yeah. Good boy.
They was loving our fucking Latin moms and great aunts.
It's passionate, sexual, aggressive people. Man, that's when you describe fucking rape. That's like like when you, a personality type of a Puerto Rican. They're passionate. They're aggressive. Mm-hmm. Sexual.
Fiery. Like,
are you just describing a rape? Flaming all the adjectives that you describe a rape with. Yeah, so let's see some of these scams. If you have a scam, you've never been here during a Scam That Jew segment? I can't believe
but
that.
But you're
That's
not saying it's Scam That Jew. You're not saying it like that. You're saying Scam That Jew.
Scam That Jew.
Scam That.
Pull up the t-shirt. The only way to get this t-shirt is to send in a winning scam, okay? You gotta give us
that
the best
scam.
Scam that, and then look at the back.
This does not seem like the way you're saying
God,
it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Just a big nose?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't...
Semitic.
Yo, you motherfuckers.
Some
real trouble with this.
Semitic as a motherfucker, baby boy.
I'm starting to see Amy Schumer's point with you.
What?
You're a bad
person.
I'm starting
to see Amy Schumer's point with you. So, yeah, let's see some of these scams. Realassofficial@gmail.com if you want to send them in. The idea of Scam That Jew is, or you send in a scam, but you can't really get arrested for it. If you can get arrested for it, then it can't count. You have to be able to talk yourself out of it. Something simple. I'll give you a quick example. Anytime I go to a 7-Eleven, I will open something that I'm eating or drinking. I'll start drinking. I'll keep it under my armpit and pay for everything. And if they don't point it out and say, hey, what about that? I walk out with it.
That's not scamming. That's a good basic scam. Shoplift.
No, it's not a shoplift.
How is that a scam?
Because if you get
scam involves some sort of thinking. That's nothing. If you call, you go, well, my bad, dude. Sorry, here.
You named why it's a great scam.
That's not a scam.
It adds up. That right there, if you do that every day with a naked drink, how much is a naked drink? $4.99. $5. How many days in a year? It's $365. Do the math right now, guys.
Scam is putting like the wrong code on like the upscale almond code.
So one of the ones that won was you go to like a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah.
And in the same color, you buy the lowest quality and highest quality sheets. You put the low quality sheets in the high quality bag, return that.
Return it.
Get your money
back.
That's
a scam.
That's a great scam.
Diaz had a scam that he used to run. He talked about it, so I don't mind. In between Christmas and New Year's, he said he'd make like half his rent because he would just go to a store, find the smallest space, highest price item. You got to like scope it the week before. Pick it up, take it right to the returns and say, I got this as a present. I need to return it. And they go, well, we have it in a different. He said he was scanning out to see what colors they don't have. So he's like, I want it in a pink. And they're like, oh, we don't have that. I'm like, I'll just take credit. And then you buy one thing, get the rest in cash. That's a scam.
That's a lot of work.
Described as,
yeah, it's a scam. I mean, there's been some other ones that have
scam,
won.
Please?
I'll give you another one that I do. Great one. Okay. This is with Starbucks. I have this to this day. I order Starbucks on the app one time. You don't have the app on your phone. But when it's ready, it says it's ready on your phone.
Cersei. Oh, now this is a good scam. Now, what you're telling me right now is a good scam.
So listen, when it's ready, you take a screenshot of it being ready. You have it in your phone. Now, anytime you go to any Starbucks, you just show up and go, hey, I've been waiting. I ordered this latte on my phone. It's not ready. Did you get it? And they're like, no, we didn't get it. Where'd you order from? You show them. It's going to be at a different location. Their protocol is not to argue with their employee. Nothing. They're going to go, oh, shit, you did it for Columbus Circle. Be like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Fuck.
All you got to do is ask. Be like, can I switch it? You can't. And they go, don't worry about it. Not a big deal. This happens all the time. Boom. Free latte. Really, you don't have to pay for lattes anyway. You got to buy one latte ever.
My friends used to do this at what's the burger place that does the eggs on top? You can get eggs and all those sorts of other shit. Not Fuddruckers, but something like that.
I don't know.
Anyway, one of those. But you just stand there for a while. Fat Burger. And you just stand there for a while and be like, where's that typical normal order in a busy time? And they're like, what? And it's like, someone else probably just took it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, here, you know, it's ready. And they just make you something.
Of course.
Yo, you know, it's one of the illest scams that hit me last week, dude.
I love hearing about something ill.
So I'm like, I got paid to do some shit. And I'm like, dude.
What?
I got paid to do like a fucking podcast or to do like whatever. And I'm like, dude, they're paying me to fucking talk.
Yeah,
it's the biggest scam ever. You know how much my whole life people ain't been paying me attention. Now they're like, "Yo, let me just hear what you gotta say." That's the we do the fucking biggest scam, dude. We're talking and we get paid to fucking bulls to hang out.
You're right.
They pay us to fucking hang out.
Yeah, it is scam.
It is a little bit of a scam, sort of, but I mean, not really, because
we're giving people joy.
You don't really get paid until you sort of get good at it, for the most part. For the most part, or by some measure or some metric. I know there are people that make money in entertainment that aren't very good by our standard. But by somebody's metric, they are. We're elitist assholes, especially in New York comics. We have this fucking standard of what's good, when the reality is, like, no,
good is, you know, subjective. It's very subjective. That's and if everybody in the fucking Midwest thinks something's good and everybody around America thinks something's good and I don't, I'm probably wrong at the end of the day. Just because I think I'm right doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I mean, like, this isn't funny. It's like, why is everyone laughing then?
Yeah.
At this Christian comic. It's
they're right.
Somewhat funny.
They're right.
Yeah.
Hey, Bargatze. Special coming out next week. Shannon, give me some scams here. What are, we have some good ones. It's been a while since we did this, so.
Yeah. Okay, the first one's from Sean. Sup,
Sean.
Sup, doggies and Shannon. Here's doggies. A scam for your rural listeners like myself. I grow my own garden with free plants every year. Your local big box home improvement stores have... No questions asked return policy for their garden plants. You do have to have something to return though. So buy some healthy plants, plant them, then grab a dead twig from the woods and stick that in the pot. Wait a week and you'll get a full refund if you tell them it died. I've done this for years and I've never had anyone question me. Free food all year, baby boy.
So your scam is for me to fucking start my own garden off of lies. I mean, I'm a farmer.
We'll have to do some gardening.
You know what's smarter than that? Like, so I've got this whole thing the other day because a fucking small business jerked me out of some money. So now I'm like, I don't fuck with small businesses, right? Because they fucking, they penny pinched, they're small minded,
yeah,
right? This ain't no fucking small. Gas Digital ain't a small business.
No, not anymore, baby boy.
You can fucking, why are you doing that? Just get some nails and take them to Home Depot. Say, yo, these nails... they're fucking rusted. I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Instead of planting some shit, just fucking grab some nails and go, yo.
Why are you trying to get fucking vegetables?
Well, because I'll tell you why. Because it's not just about getting a little bit of cash back. He buys the vegetables, buys the seeds, buys everything, plants an entire garden's worth of stuff, then returns very expensive seeds.
His scam is to do a bunch of work and reap the rewards. His scam, dude. If you just work hard in life, eventually
stuff will come to you. I have to become a fucking, an actual farmer in order to reap the...
The next guy's scam is I went to law school for 3 years and got a job and worked my way up to become managing partner of the law firm over a 20-year period. Good scam, idiot. Oh, want to hear a great scam for real, though? This dude in England. Okay, so this guy worked at the zoo as the parking lot attendant, right?
Yeah.
For years and years. And then one day, he just didn't show up. He was always there. And the zoo called the city after like a week and was like, hey, Tony hasn't been here, whatever his name is. We send you a new guy. And like, who's Tony? And like, the fucking lock guy. And he's like, they're like, we don't, that's you. And then they just started looking around and asking around. And the guy just showed up one day.
Yeah.
Started taking $5, used that $5 to get himself one of those jackets.
I remember
that
story.
And then added to that and built himself a little hut and worked there for like 10 years. And then took all the money every day.
Yeah.
People just giving him cash.
And nobody cared enough to even check into it. It's it's such a great moment of being. Is that what he actually did? He went, oh, is this not true? It's a false story. It's false. But it is a great story, though. And it's also not that crazy. I mean, we would do that outside of bars when we were kids. We would do it to fuck with people, but we could have gotten away with it. Like, all right, yeah, show me your ID, $20 each. And you get everyone to give you the cash. And then be like, I'm just fucking around. And we wouldn't actually take it because I'm not gonna get into a fight or with some dude, but we could have easily just walked away and that's that, you know.
You wouldn't go into that bar later, you wouldn't stay in for very long.
No, you gotta leave if you want to make a quick $80 right there off. That's a great way
for the night,
yeah, to do that. I mean, when I was in college, I would go into the bookstore. If you have a CUNY, a city university ID, you can get into any city university. There's like 20 schools. So I made all my money in my first year of college by just going into the bookstore, grabbing a bunch of books off the shelves, stomping on them to make them look used, and then returning them at half price as used books.
Yeah.
So it's, and then I got to also beat up books, which is literally one of my favorite things to do.
To take that, literature.
Destroy reading material. I mean, come on, baby boy.
Yeah.
It's the fucking best. Give me another scam, Shannon. There's got to be better than that. That was you can't become a fucking
green thumb.
Yeah, fucking farmer. That's a lot. I mean, I guess it's good if you're a farmer. If you are a person who plans gardening shit, that's a great scam, but you gotta fucking...
Yeah, I just pictured rolling up on you with those little gloves on.
Yeah,
like, what are happening. You doing? Yo, just making that money, baby boy.
Growing tomatoes, baby boy.
It doesn't work because there's no Jewish farmers.
Yeah, that's true. Growing my own bell peppers, baby boy. All right, go ahead.
Next
give me another
from
one.
From Jackson. Hey, doggy, I have a good scam to get some free food from McDonald's. What you do is make sure it's a two-window drive-through at McDonald's. Then wait in the parking lot for a car to pull into the pull-up and go through the first drive-through. Then pull up to the mic and just ask for a water. They will just say to pull to the second window to get a cup of water. then pull past the first window and wait for the guy
behind
you. This
is an old scam. How are you going to pull past the first window?
Look,
it's in a line.
What the fuck is wrong with these
people,
dude?
This seems like a fucking Gomez fan. This is not thought
out. I'll tell you. This is an old bullshit. This guy's passing off this scam as their own. This guy's a fucking fraud, first of all. This is the fucking old...
Dox him. Find his... Where's his email address?
This is a video, right?
This is a video. Yeah, there's a video of people doing this. Here's what it is, Ari.
Yeah.
When you go into, like... Like when you're on the road, you get a McDonald's where there's literally two things next to each other.
I love how you're talking down to me. Like when you're on the road, this is what you do. Like I haven't been on the road.
But
you don't. I go on the road.
When you can afford to eat at McDonald's,
one day, Ari, when you go on the road.
But do you go to McDonald's when you're on the road?
It's been a long. I don't eat at McDonald's anymore.
Okay, but when you do that. In the city, it doesn't work because they don't have drive-thrus. And even in small towns, we have this. You got to be like a fucking truck stop McDonald's. They'll have one speaker right here and another one right here because it gets so busy, they'll be right next to each other.
Right.
So what happens is you pull up next to each other, you order a water, this guy orders that, you just get ahead of him. All you got to do is get ahead of that guy. It's not hard because you're ordering just a water. They're not typing anything in. You go up, you get their food, boom.
And they're like, what'd you have? You just go, a bunch of stuff.
No.
No, just fucking...
I don't remember. I'm just kind of drunk. I said it.
It works.
Read it back. Which one's mine?
There's a video. It just works. This guy's trying to pass off a scam of his own. He's banned.
I think that shit's fucking dumb.
That's a dumb one.
Get your fucking life together.
Give
man.
Me another one.
Scamming for a fucking burger. Okay, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
For a 39-cent burger.
Next one. It's not 1960.
Wait, what's that last guy's email address? Let's fucking dox him.
Burgers are not 39 cents.
What? They were.
McDonald's hamburgers and cheeseburgers. In the
70s. What 70s? When I started comedy, 29 cent cheeseburger, 29 cent hamburgers, 39 cent cheeseburgers. Sundays and Wednesdays.
Good. Shannon, next game.
The next one, there isn't a name, but it's, hey, doggy, I'm not trying.
Shut up.
I'm not trying to win a Jewy t-shirt, but I heard you talk about Audible on a past podcast and brought up the insane price. Well, I'm here to tell you how to get half off for at least 3 months. I signed up and canceled my
subscription. This guy works for Audible.
They had a list of reasons why I wanted to quit. I said it was too pricey for me. $15 a month for one free book. Tell them it's too pricey and they will give you 50% off for three months. I'm sure you could swindle a better deal than me, though.
God, this is a real dork.
These are terrible fucking scams.
What are these last two
emails? Nobody don't want to make no money, man.
It's crazy. We're in a scam drought right now.
You got money.
We're in a deep scam drought right now. This is fucking crazy. This is embarrassing.
I hit you with what Joey Diaz does to make a living, and you're hitting me with half off on Audible subscription. Still too pricey.
just tell him it's too pricey.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Fuck, how much Audible do you want?
Shannon, come on. Give me something good.
All right. Okay, this is from Rish Vosh.
By the way, I can't think of a worse podcast to advertise for books than anything associated with the two of you.
Farming and books.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. He says, hey, if you're applying for a job and you want to increase your chances of getting an interview, on the application form, tick that you consider yourself to be disabled. Most employers have a quota or minorities and disabled people that need to be given an interview irrespective of whether they deserve one.
Irrespective? Yeah. I hate this guy.
I hate him. We should talk to all these people.
I hate him so much. And that's his scam, is to get a better chance of getting a job interview?
Yeah.
What is going on with these
Why
scams?
Are you trying to get a job?
We're trying to scam.
Scammer? You got to scam his way of life.
This guy's not an outlaw.
He's fucking trying to scam his way to get a fucking job.
I like that, what Petey says. Scam is a way of life.
You have another one? Is it good?
What? Hey, I mean, maybe idiot, stupid fucking cunt idiot, like proofread would be a good situation in your job.
I can only give you what's here.
Scam with your eyes and then bring it to our attention.
This is what's here.
Fucking Jesus, man.
This is from Trevor.
I'm with you. I have to deal with this every day of my life.
At least you don't pay her.
I can't make up fake ones and pretend they're from.
No, you don't have to make them up. Read the good ones.
There aren't good ones. This is from Trevor.
If it weren't for fake ones, you wouldn't work here.
Give me another coffee too, Arrington, please.
From Trevor. For higher priced concerts, buy the cheapest nosebleed seats.
And move down?
Once you get to the venue, wait for the opening act to get to the majority through their set. At this point, get on Ticketmaster and find the best seats available. This worked for front row $1,700 seats. Once you find your desired seats, memorize the seat numbers.
And then just go there. That's not bad.
Yeah, then get you and your friends to both purchase two beers apiece. When you get to security on the floor level, they will ask you to see your tickets. But when you cannot show them because your hands are full, they will be fine if you know the seat numbers.
That's
not bad.
It's okay. But it's also, you're going to have to talk security into letting you get to that seat. It's not bad.
One time I was sitting. Like,
we had better ones. It was the guys. What was the other one with the tickets?
You buy GA.
General admission.
and then one good ticket, and then you just make copies.
Yeah, you make actual copies of the paper because you print it out, and then you give them to all your friends. If you're with six people, you have the tickets to go down, and that's it.
Excuse me, I said that wrong. It's you buy nosebleeds and one floor seat.
Yeah.
So I said the other way around.
Okay, yeah, you buy one good ticket.
I knew an old MMA fighter who was in the early days of the
UFC. Mickey Gall?
No, mid-level.
Back then, the retired Mickey Gall. Yeah.
Mid-level UFC time, about 2003-ish, like that, you know, where it's big but not massive. Like
Baroni.
Yeah. And he would see on the website what color the background was, and he goes, that's what the laminates are going to be. And he would just make himself and his friends six laminates. Yeah. With just like you can see what the and it's just always passed the muster.
Yeah, I mean to be honest with you,
free tickets.
You can there's if you're ballsy enough, this happens all the time. People put it online where they sneak backstage at UFC. You just make your own press pass, and if you act like you're there enough, the problem is people are so busy and in their own world. Not only do they not. They just don't want to ruffle any feathers. People want to get from point A to point B. They don't want to do anything. They're not trying to fucking.
You, You have to learn how to ignore people. As they're like, excuse me, sir. It's like,
yeah.
And they just keep going.
Yeah. Shannon, do we have anything else?
One more.
One more. Let's.
Foolproof dog. Foolproof scam doggy from Everett.
Why do you have your friends talking like garbage?
They can't help it.
This scam is all the way foolproof with a couple simple steps and a large payoff.
Okay, I like it. Hold on. Here we go. Time out. Hold on.
Thesis statement.
This is good.
So here goes. All those payday loan places are as shady as it gets. They have no real legal recourse if you burn them. So you start by going...
Whoa, back up. Sorry. Say it again, but speak clearly, not like an idiot.
Maybe pay attention.
I was not.
Wow.
I'll give you that. Wow. You got me on that one. I was zoned out. But back up for me anyway.
All those payday loan places are as shady as it gets. They have no real legal recourse if you can.
So payday loan places meaning that like you go there, you say, hey, give
I
me.
I need to cash my check. Check cashing, right?
Payday loan. No. I think online places that will give you a loan basically based on advance on your pay, product, right?
Give me money on Wednesday. All right. So go ahead, say it again.
Okay, so you start by going and getting a checking account at a bank you never plan to use. Then you go to Walmart and buy a $20 prepaid phone that will come with $10 worth of minutes, which is all you'll need. Then it's time to grind a bit. You go online.
Hold on, this is so far.
No, I'm
loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, just okay. The effort that he's put into this like so
the,
far.
And the burner phone from Walmart.
Doggy.
You don't even says need the name. Minutes. Comes with 10 minutes.
Comes 10, yeah.
So, okay, this is incredible so far. He opens up a bank account. There's your real name attached to the bank account. Okay, and you get a burner phone. Go ahead.
Okay, you go online and apply for every single payday loan you can find. It will take time, but remember, big payoff. So you will have to give your basic info along with your burner phone number and your temporary bank routing and accounting number. Okay. My advice is change one or two numbers on your SS number because remember, these places aren't legit anyway. You will then get mad calls on your burner phone. Some will be bullshit about car or house loans, but some will be people trying to give you money. Some places will ask if you have direct deposit. Just hang up on them. But then the payoff comes. So some places will just confirm your info and put money in your account. When I did it, I got $2,000 in a day. My boy that put me onto it got $4,000. At each loan place, just ask for like $500 to $1,000. Wait like 2 days or even a couple of days more, then shut the bank account down, throw the burner phone away. They do not report to credit bureaus. They can't take you to court because it's not legal to loan at over 18% APR when they do loans at like 30%. I did this almost 10 years ago and never heard anything about it. I have had 4 other friends do it and always worked. P.S. Shannon, you are so fine. I checked out your IG. Just got to say your sense. Keep doing you.
Shannon, we're done. Stop
Lewis,
reading.
Oh, Lewis, congrats on all your success.
Fuck yeah. Thank you, baby boy.
That's Shannon. Enough. Okay, well, thank you.
That's a
good scam.
My concern is this.
Obviously, you have concerns.
My concern is that you might... No, they're not going to make you go to jail.
No, the key. Remember that schmoot show on AMC about scam artists? Do you remember that? No. Black dude was the lead. It was like 15 years ago.
Empire. Jussie Smollett.
But they said you can't scam the honest. You can't just scam somebody who's been. You have to make an ideal scam. They have to be thinking they're getting over on somebody. So this 30% APR situation is like they're trying to scam you, and you've scammed the scammer. That's the best one.
I like it. But my
this guy's great. Yeah. What's your concern?
My concern is that they're going to be able to get this money from you, or they're going to be able to put it into collections, or somehow
change your social security number. That's what he said. 2 digits off.
It's just one fucking time, dude. Then what? He said he did it 10 years ago. So
but he said his friends have done it. And what if you do a bunch of different places?
Mm-hmm. Sure, you can go to other neighborhoods too. Other cities.
Unless, like, yeah, unless that's your
anywhere
thing.
Anywhere there's Latinos, yeah. There are these places.
Well, I don't think it's an actual place. These, you call them and you do them online. It's not actual just places you have to go to.
I love how this guy was like, someone's asking for direct deposit, just hang up. It's like not even like, oh, make something up, be a human. Just like, anyway. It's like they're not.
But that's
time.
Where I don't understand. Isn't that direct deposit?
No, because then they're going to make you.
Oh, direct deposit back to them.
Yeah, they're going to say, set this up, and then once you've, like, we see this set up, then we'll forge you the cash.
He said, but some of them are just fucking shady as shit, and then they'll just send it to you. My concern with the scam as well is, would it work? Just would it work?
He's
could
saying
it be
it
executed?
You got to have the resilience.
That's my concern. I don't want to just give away this shirt, the Scam the Jew shirt, for just a great story.
No, dude, he said he did it, and he said his friends did it.
It's also 10 years ago. Has that changed? It's a different time
wait,
now.
Wait, you're going to give away a shirt to the best scam and you're not giving it to this guy today?
Mm. Not everybody wins every week. You don't have to fucking do
it. I mean, he won today, clearly.
It was intriguing. Yeah. There's no way this doesn't win. Yeah, it was interesting. It got us talking about it.
Shannon?
I think what he's trying to say, and that he did it 10 years ago, is that there were never any repercussions from it.
Right, I understand that, but I'm saying maybe that times have changed.
But like I still see commercials for these places all the time.
Dude, you're crazy if you don't give this guy the T-shirt. This is the legit scam. He's been tested and proven.
Here's what I will say:
10 years to show, like, I never got caught.
I would like you guys
waiting for
listening.
The statute of limitations to run out before sharing it with this podcast.
Go try this. I'm gonna give the guy the shirt. Okay, fine. He wins, but I will say, go try this. I want to
take that, Jew.
I want to follow up. If this doesn't work, I want to find out if people are going to jail or if they're ruining their lives or credit. You know,
that guy, then you always a shirt. You always a shirt. If you're going to make people ruin their lives, you
if that's the scam,
back.
Is he gets our fans arrested. That's
right.
Yeah,
that's
hilarious.
Great,
gets
dude.
A free shirt out
that's
of a better scam.
You have to sell out a few fucking idiot fans of this garbage podcast.
It's a fucking. All right, you know what? Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, what's his name?
Everett.
Everett wins
mm-hmm.
the Scam That Jew shirt. Scam That
Jew. There is a pause in there, but it's still not Scam That Jew. It's still,
it is. I know
the tone is.
You can't tell me what it is because I know what it is.
I believe you're lying about what it is.
I named it.
Yeah.
My thing, doggy. I'm not anti-Semitic like my mother.
But you taught her how to be anti-Semitic. She wasn't.
She had no idea even what a Jew was.
Yeah.
I sort of
don't go to your neighborhood.
Propaganda photos.
She was already passed out. He would just move her mouth. Fucking carts.
Put some peanut butter. I'm sorry. Put some more peanut butter in her fucking fat mouth.
We got to go. We got to go somewhat soon, guys. But we do. Yeah, let's go. We haven't done any Photoshop submissions for a minute. When are we supposed to pick a winner on this? It's supposed to be now, right?
I don't know if we actually gave a time frame.
How about this? We're gonna
Photoshop submissions for what?
For we're doing a Photoshop contest. What do they get? They get a whole prize package, right?
Yeah.
Merchpump.com prize package. They get a T-shirt, a hoodie, and a mug for the Real Ass Podcast. You get to pick anything. The best Photoshop involving Shannon.
One. Involving Shannon?
In any way. But now here's the parameters, though.
You should Photoshop her with intelligence.
The more jerkable you make it, the better it is. So we want it to be realistic.
Let's see a good one, Shannon.
Funny at the same time,
and most of them are pretty decent. This one doesn't have a name of who the person who submitted it is, but image.
That's not bad. Are you
there
fucking
we go.
Her, Zach, or is that who's the black dude?
I think that's the submitter.
Oh, that's not bad. Can someone Photoshop Shannon as Blanket Jackson being held over that railing, please? But do it quite well. That'd be good.
Okay, here's the next one.
Good. Oh hell yeah, that's
seamless too.
Buck Angel.
Really... Buck Angel, yeah.
Buck Angel is a man's body with a vagina?
Yeah, Buck Angel's a reverse tranny.
What does that mean?
Crazy. He's the opposite of Bailey J. It was a woman that became a dude.
This was a woman that became a dude.
Yeah,
but she still got her pussy.
Well, she kept the punene.
She looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin with a pussy.
The thing is, with the pussy change to a man, you never get rid of the pussy. You just add on top of that foundation. With the dick, you get rid of the dick.
Well, you can
you split it in half,
and cut it and tuck it in.
Yeah,
yeah, I guess so. It's gone though.
Yeah.
The pussy. They could just put cement in it. That's what I think.
Fill it up.
They fill it up
fill
with
it
cement.
Up like a pool is not being used for safety.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the next one. I can't get the whole thing on screen, but
why can't you put the whole thing on screen?
There we go. Is it Lisa Ann?
Penetration.
It's Lisa Ann.
Oh, that's because it's too big.
And sure, Shannon. Sure, this actually looks like Shannon.
And young Lul.
Shannon, is that how your body looks? That's how I imagine
yeah, exactly.
That's how I imagine your body. Go down. Let's see the penno. What are you doing? There
Photoshop.
We go.
Penno.
Hell yeah.
It's not colorful enough to be Lewis's dick.
It's also the size of it, though. It's about the size.
It's about the size of it. Those look like those tits are photoshopped on, too. Like they were like B cups, and they just photoshopped those on top of them.
Go ahead, Shannon. What else we got here?
Yeah, anyone that looks right looks good.
Okay.
That looks pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That was actually the best. That's a double pen.
They spent way more time on me and you than her, which seems to always happen.
Yeah.
They're way more concerned with us fucking than ever putting Shannon on it.
That is actually really good. I'm surprised. That's one of my favorites so
DP.
Far.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Shannon, you...
Oh, they put and a then the face. Podcast mug on the right.
Shannon, when you got double teamed, you weren't double penetrated, right? We talked about that. But is that sort of a fantasy of yours? No. Do you take it further now? Like,
wait, you weren't double penetrated? Like not even mouth to puss?
Yeah, that.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it hurts me every time she says it. It literally hurts me every time she says it. She's like, yeah, that. I sucked his dick while I was being fucked.
You're a whore! No, one
guy was my boyfriend. And then another guy.
Got it to go. Okay.
That's friendly.
That's hot, but that's not, I mean, you know, in reverse for me, it's hot, but it's not nearly as hot as finding two chicks randomly at a bar and just getting a threesome rather than having it set up.
Two random chicks? Like just both or, two random.
That's the craziest. Or just going to a bar, picking up a chick and a friend, and it's like, let's just all do this. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
But that's because you're stud.
As opposed to being set up with a girlfriend.
I've never done that.
Oh.
I'm saying that would be the hottest thing.
You've never done that?
I had a threesome, but it's always been set up.
Okay. What do you mean by set up? Like your girlfriend?
One girl was like, I found this other girl we can do it with. It's like, yeah, okay, sounds good.
Sweet.
Let's all do it. You know. Like, you know ahead of time, before the night starts.
Yeah.
You know.
You're saying random at the bar.
Can you imagine?
You and your friend.
Yeah, I've had you're that.
Flirting happen. With two different girls.
With comedy, I feel like this kind of like... You know, that's what I've had happen.
What about women that don't know each other at the bars? How about you?
That's
mean?
Nuts. Like that's the utmost. You're flirting with one, you flirt with another, and it's like one's like getting going, the other one's starting to all. I don't know how you would turn it, but man,
you have to be really confident.
I'm talking to this other girl. Crazy. Yeah, or go for it. I'm talking to this other girl. Come talk with us.
Yeah,
and then just maybe they start flirting, and then you're like, why don't we all go back to my place?
I feel like that shit is like some self actualization shit.
You're right.
I never even thought of that before. And you're right. Fucking brilliant.
A lot of girls are bi, so like get them together. They start talking, flirting. Also,
they get a little alcohol. They let themselves go a little bit. Their inhibitions are gone. They let their guard down. They get a little. People are also kind of freaks, so you have to just adjust the idea. And then like I think every person, you know. Every woman, there's probably a path to get her there. So it's like the biggest thing of all is just taking that first step and just sort of suggesting it, asking, putting it out there. Once again, it's sales. It's a game of numbers.
With the smooth voice.
But you got to do it. The problem is people don't want to take the chance.
People don't want to take a chance of getting rejected, but who cares?
Who gives a shit?
I did one time at the old Fort Lauderdale Improv in the Hard Rock Casino, and I met this one yoga chick, and then her friend had a big crush on her. And they were both talking to me at the show, and I was walking them both back to my room, and I passed by an outside bar. This is when Rogan wasn't nearly as big. He was sitting with Goldie, and he was like, where are you going, Ari? And I just looked at him and was like, gonna try something? And he like, saw it and got it. He's like, good luck, bro. And I just walked in. It didn't work. Got into my room. The one started crying. The other was like, I'll come back. She didn't come back.
Fucking hate
it. I reach for the stars.
Fucking crap.
I've had that happen plenty of times where it's like you're about to happen, and then the one girl's just not cooperating. You're like, you fucking bitch.
Should have just gone for one of you. Could have gotten the one.
Give me another Photoshop, Shannon. We're gonna end the show in a minute here.
Okay, I'll do one more. Then Bobby's yelling.
Bobby can suck my fucking dick.
Hey, Harrington's gained some weight. Can we start calling him Harrington?
Harrington, I love it.
This one.
I'll be being pegged.
It's like, no, don't.
Okay. This one actually looks. That's a good Photoshop of Shannon, actually.
It is. She looks tanner.
Get a little. Zoom in a little bit.
Oh, that fart was not a good one.
That was you? Oh, you're a fucking pig.
That was disgusting.
I don't know why I'm smelling, trying to smell it.
Because you want to know what you're getting rid of.
That one's good. I like it. I like the fact that they use that photo. My head could be better, though. This is where they get a little lazy. Like, look at. Why is my head shaped that way?
You look like sort of a cross between Bobby Kelly and Rogan.
Yeah.
Or Eddie Bravo.
That's also literally what I look like across between Bobby Kelly and Rogan. You're describing how I look. All right, look, none of these are the winner yet. I think I'm going to know the winner when I see it, Shannon, but we're going to give it till...
That one's in the lead, though, not this last two ago.
It's also four more, but we'll do it on tomorrow's show.
We'll do the Friday after my birthday. So April 1st is my birthday. That's my specials coming out. The Friday after is when we will pick a winner on the Photoshop contest. Shannon, keep on putting the best ones together. And that'll be that. All right, look, guys, thank you so much for listening to The Real Ass Podcast. Been another fun show. Make sure you guys follow everyone on Twitter, follow everyone on social media. Go support everyone's stand-up comedy shows. Buy everyone's merch and albums.
I have a special on Netflix.
And your fucking special on Netflix is incredible. Or if you're one of the funniest fucking comics in the world, definitely most improved.
Most improved. What a great insult compliment. It's
like, you guys are awesome, man. We'll
By the way, at home, if you ever want to really drive a comic crazy after this show, be like, that was awesome. Be effusive. like outgoingly positive, and be like, "You're like my second favorite comic in the world," and watch them implode on what should be an amazing compliment, and they're just like, "Ooh, I gotta go," and then take off.
Shit. All right, look, you guys are awesome. We'll check you tomorrow. Actually, we're back tomorrow on the Bayless Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.